Now, God's love does not exempt you from pain or suffering in this life. No, Christians have the exact same problems that non-Christians do. The difference is we get the peace that passes understanding.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue with this series called What on Earth Am I Here For? This is the third and final part of a message called Called to Be Loved, taken from various portions of Scripture. But right before today's message, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident and that you are alive because God wanted to create you and He has a purpose for your life. Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Now, because of this, he wants us to send you his newly expanded version of the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. Now, we'll send you a hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's daily to 313131. Now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
You're going to have a lot of things that happen in your life you don't get. You're going to ask the why questions of life. God, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to our family? Why now? Why here? Why this? You're going to see things happen in the world. Lord, why? Now, let me just say up front, God doesn't owe you an explanation for why he allows anything. I'll tell you this, not everything that happens in the world is God's will. God hates the evil, and a lot of evil is done in the world. And God could easily take away evil, really simple, take away your freedom to do it. And mine too, because you've done some evil things in life, and so have I. And he could easily get rid of all suffering by taking away your choice and my choice and turn us all into puppets. But he wants us to voluntarily love him. So he puts up with the pain that evil caused in order to give you the freedom of choice. And you're going to go through life, and a lot of things in life you're not going to understand. Losses you don't understand. Hurts you don't understand, rejection you don't understand, problems you don't understand. But here's the thing, you don't have to understand them to be at peace. In fact, an explanation doesn't give you peace anyway. When someone you love dies, if somebody told you the explanation for it, it wouldn't make you any happier. You still have the loss. Explanations don't comfort. What you need is not peace, an explanation. You need presence, the presence of God in your life. And what you need is what the Bible calls the peace that passes understanding. Look up here on the screen. Philippians 4:7 says this, "The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, what is the peace that passes understanding? It's when you feel at peace even though you don't understand what's going on. You have no reason, no explanation, no discernment. You just don't know why it's happening, but you're still at peace. And that is a supernatural peace that comes from God, is the peace that passes understanding. Because I don't know why this is happening, but I do know this. I do know God is a good God. And I do know that he loves me. And I do know that he wants what's best for my life. And I do know that I can trust him even when I don't understand it. That's the peace that passes understanding. And it comes from feeling the love of God in your life. When I was 5.5 years old, my sister was 2 years old. My dad was a pastor in Portland, Oregon. He built the church there. One day, my dad and my sister and I were in the car together. My mom was at home. And in those days, there was no such thing as car seats. In fact, there weren't even strap seat belts. It was just the little belt around the front. And they didn't even have seat belts in the middle. It was just like on the two sides. And so we were in the car together, and my dad was driving, and I was in the front seat with my seatbelt on, and my baby sister, 2 years old, was in the back seat with the seatbelt on. And as we got ready to go across a bridge, one of the many bridges in the city of Portland that cross the Columbia River, as Dad started to go across that bridge, a car swerved in front of our car. And in order to not hit it, my dad jerked the car and did a quick right turn to avoid being hit and hitting that car. And when we did, the car fishtailed. And when it fishtailed, the back door of that car, of our car, opened, and I watched my baby sister fly out the back door. I will never, never forget that sight.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Why am I alive? Does my life really matter? Why am I here? We've all asked these critical questions, and now Pastor Rick Warren answers them in the upgraded edition of his New York Times best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This book includes two new chapters on how to overcome the biggest barriers to living your life on purpose, as well as links to video chapter introductions and audio lessons. Rick wants you to live a life of purpose and meaning. That's why he wants to send you a copy of this life-changing hardback book. It's our gift to say thanks for your financial support. Stop guessing why you're here. Learn to live life on purpose with The Purpose-Driven Life. What on earth am I here for? Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004, or rickwarren.org. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word daily to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
One day, my dad and my sister and I were in the car together. My mom was at home. And in those days, there was no such thing as car seats. In fact, there weren't even strap seat belts. It was just the little belt around the front. And they didn't even have seat belts in the middle. It was just like on the two sides. And so we were in the car together, and my dad was driving, and I was in the front seat with my seat belt on, and my baby sister, 2 years old, was in the back seat with the seat belt on. And as we got ready to go across a bridge, one of the many bridges in the city of Portland that cross the Columbia River, as Dad started to go across that bridge, a car swerved in front of our car. And in order to not hit it, my dad jerked the car and did a quick right turn to avoid being hit and hitting that car. And when we did, the car fishtailed. And when it fishtailed, the back door of that car, of our car, opened, and I watched my baby sister fly out the back door. I will never, never forget that sight. And I watched my little sister tumble over gravel that was covered with tar right there by the side of that that bridge. And in horror, I watched her tumble over and over as she flew out that door. I'll never forget what happened next. My dad slammed on the brake, jammed it into park, jumped out of the car, and ran over and scooped up my baby sister, who was bleeding profusely, in his arms, ran back to the car and put her in the front seat. And there was no seatbelt for it, so it was my job to keep her there while he's driving 90 miles or 80 miles or 70 miles an hour, however fast it was, to get to the hospital. We get to the hospital, and they rush my baby sister into the emergency, and Dad runs over to the phone to call my mom to tell her about this horrible scene that we have just witnessed. And I'm sitting as a 5.5-year-old boy in that waiting room by myself, having just witnessed this horrific event. And I was paralyzed with fear. And in my simple little way as a little boy, I began to pray. And all of a sudden, the peace that passes understanding came over my life. And one thought went through this: my father will handle this. My father will handle this. Now, you and I know that human fathers don't have unlimited ability, unlimited power, but your heavenly father does. And he can handle anything. He has unlimited power and he has unlimited love. And when you realize that he is good and he is God and he loves you, and the things that don't make sense in your life, you can have the peace that passes understanding. Now, God's love does not exempt you from pain or suffering in this life. No, Christians have the exact same problems that non-Christians do. The difference is we get the peace that passes understanding, where I can trust God in a moment when everything is falling apart around me, and I can know there's a promise in the Bible. We just looked at it last week, Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, even the bad things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called, circle that word, called according to his purpose. Circle that, purpose. Calling and purpose to go together. And when we live the calling and we live out our purpose and we let God love us and we love God back, we can know that in all things, God is working for the good of those who love him. And that gives us the peace that passes understanding. Number four. The fourth thing that happens when I know that I'm totally loved by God is I gain the courage to take risks. I gain the courage to take risks. When somebody believes in you, you are capable of accomplishing things you would never be able to accomplish on your own just because they believe in you. It gives you an additional power. It gives you additional energy. You know, sometimes when we're doing Christmas or Easter, some of these times when I'm doing 14, 16 services back to back, and along about number 9, I'll start to get tired, and I think, I don't think I got the energy to do this, and I'll look right over here to my wife who sits right down here, and she'll wink at me, and I'll think, I could do 100 more. Because all I need her to do is to believe in me. And it gives me enormous energy. When someone believes in you unconditionally, the way God does, and when you experience that, it releases you. You have dreams that have gone unfulfilled in your life because you have been scared to death to go after them. What if I fail? And you're going to die with unfulfilled dreams unless you key in to the love of God. And you let him give you that confidence that comes from him believing in you. Even if you're old, it's not too late. When I was in the 7th grade, we lived up in Northern California in the Redwoods. And I was taking a shop class in the 7th grade. And everybody was supposed to make something for shop class. And I decided for that Christmas, I was going to make my mom and dad a Redwood table. Now, a little true confession here. Your pastor has zero artistic and craft ability. I'm just not very coordinated with my hands. I'm just not good at all. And I decided that I was going to make this Redwood table. And I worked on it for about 6 months hard. We had a barn on our property, and I wouldn't let my parents come out the barn because I was working on it there for 6 months. And after 6 months, it was a disaster. I mean, a mess. And I mean, nothing in this table looked right. I mean, it was all wompy jawed. It was misbalanced. One edge was longer than the other. It was at bad sanding, and parts of it were nicked off. And I had done too much lacquer at one end and not enough at the other. And it was a mess. And I remember how disappointed I was in myself and how bad I felt. I so badly wanted this to be a nice gift for my parents. And I just remember sitting down in that barn one day and just sobbing. And I just thought, I wanted this thing to work out. And I've given it my best shot, but truthfully, my best isn't good enough. It just sucks. And I was there literally sobbing in that barn by myself. And my dad heard me. And he came up to the barn and he asked for permission to come in. And I let him come in. And I said, Dad, I just screwed it up. I have made such a mess of this. And I wanted it so badly to be nice. But it's not. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, you know, son, it's okay. We can start over. Not you. We can start over. And this time, I'll help you. Now, my dad was a master carpenter. In his lifetime, he built about 150 churches all around the world. He knew how to build stuff. So if my dad said, this time I'll help you, it's a done deal. Okay, it's going to succeed. And this is what your Heavenly Father is saying to you today. I don't care if you're 15 or 50 or 95. God is saying, you may have really messed it up royally. And you gave it your best shot, but it just flat out wasn't good enough. And you're really, to be honest, if you're honest with yourself, you're disappointed in your life. And your Heavenly Father comes to you today and says, it's okay. You can start over. And this time, I'll help you. We will do it together. And one plus God is a done deal. I don't care how old you are. It's not too late to make that start over. 9-year-old Malachi Paul was just a young little kid who auditioned for Britain's Got Talent. Britain's Got Talent is the UK counterpart to American Idol or The Voice, where you go and you audition, and then if you win that, you go to another audition. If you win that, you start being on the show, and if you get on the show, then you try to win without getting eliminated. And Malachi Paul was at his first audition, packed out, and when he saw the crowd, he got stage fright, and he choked. And he started singing, and it just was coming out all bad, really bad. And he wasn't doing very good at it, and he got so embarrassed at his own work, he froze on stage and just stopped and started crying. His single mom was standing in the wings, and she runs out and she hugs him. And I want you to know, unconditional love turns a loser into a winner. You have no idea how many times your Heavenly Father has wanted to reach out and grasp you in his arms when you have felt like, I just blew it. Maybe you blew it publicly. Maybe you blew it privately. Maybe you just think, it just sucked. It didn't work. And your Heavenly Father says, it's okay. We'll start over. And this time we'll do it together. For some of you, God has been waiting for this moment your entire life. He's been waiting for this moment where you, for the first time, would get a little inkling of how much he loves you. I've said many times, your problem is not that you don't love God. Your problem is you don't know how much he loves you. Because if you did, you could not help but love him. And this is the moment where a million years ago, before anything happened in your life, God chose you and decided to create you to love you. And you have spent your entire life afraid to surrender your total life to God. And the reason why you've been afraid to surrender your total life to God is because you don't know how much he loves you. Nobody knows what is best for you. Nobody knows what will make your life better than God does. So this is your moment. This is your breakthrough moment. I want you to pray this prayer that will change and transform the rest of your life. Dear God, just say this in your heart. I am so amazed at how much you love me. Thank you that your love for me is wide enough to be everywhere I go. Thank you that your love for me is long enough to last forever. You will never stop loving me. Thank you that your love for me is deep enough to handle all my problems. Thank you, God, that your love is high enough to overlook all my sins, all my mistakes, all my faults and failures because of Jesus. God, I want to feel accepted rather than ashamed. I want to be bold in bringing my needs to you. I need the peace that passes understanding. I want to have peace even in pain that I don't understand. I need your love to give me the courage to take risks, to go after my dream. Jesus Christ, as best I know how, I surrender every particle and room of my life. And I want to learn to love you back because you love me so much. And I want to spend the rest of my life with that first calling of letting you love me. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
One of the things that I've discovered is that everybody eventually asks the questions of significance. Why am I here? And what is my purpose? What on earth am I here for? That's why 10 years ago, I wrote the book, Purpose Driven Life. Because I wanted to help people like you understand how God created us for 5 eternal purposes. The Bible says that long before we heard of Christ, he had his eye on us, had his designs on us for glorious living, that it was part of his overall purpose that he's working out in everything and everyone. God has never made a person that he doesn't have a purpose for. You know, that simple message needs to be shared with a whole new generation. A young girl who was 12 years old when I wrote Purpose Driven Life is now 22. And she needs to hear this essential message that God has a plan, has a purpose, and has a reason for everything that happens in our lives. So I've updated the Purpose Driven Life. And what I did is after reading hundreds of thousands of comments that have come into me over the past decade, I've added 2 new chapters that'll help you handle the 2 most common problems and barriers to living a life of purpose. Now I want you to have this newly revised, expanded copy of Purpose Driven Life. I think you'll find it's a fresh reminder of things that you may have forgotten when you first read it. Or you might want to give the book to somebody who has never read it and is struggling to find their purpose. So this month, I'm offering to you a hardback copy of the updated, expanded edition of Purpose Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? It's my gift to you for your financial support of this ministry. It doesn't matter how much or how little you're able to give, every amount matters to God. And God sees your heart and he'll multiply whatever you're able to give. Thank you for your help in spreading the good news throughout the world. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.